KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look for continued cloudy skies today with a high near 41. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. Well, the Creston Police Department says four people were arrested over the past few days. On Saturday, 23-year-old Ryan Paul Weckman of Creston was arrested on two counts of possession of a controlled substance and one count of drug paraphernalia possession. He was later released from custody after posting $1,000 cash bond or surety. Also arrested Saturday in Creston was 41-year-old Hollis Kendall Major and 51-year-old David Dwayne Wright, both of Creston. Major was taken into custody for driving while revoked. He later posted a $1,000 bond. Wright was arrested for disorderly conduct, interference with official acts with injury, and public intoxication second offense. He was being held at the Ringgold County Jail on $1,300 total bond. Last Friday, Creston police arrested 23-year-old Eli Laramie Will of Clearfield on a warrant for probation violation. Will was later released on a $5,000 cash-only bond. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, an 18-year-old man suspected of shooting a Sioux City police officer will be arraigned next month. Isaiah Mothershed's arraignment will be held March the 1st in Woodbury County District Court. He remains in the Woodbury County Jail on a $300,000 bond. Mothershed has been charged with two counts of attempted murder and five counts of robbery. Each count carries a 25-year prison sentence. He's accused of pulling a gun from a couch while his hands were handcuffed behind his back and shooting officer Ryan Moritz in the leg while being arrested. As officers struggled with Mothershed, the gun fired again, shooting Mothershed in the leg. He spent 3 days in the hospital. Authorities have said Moritz could return to duty this week. A 38-year-old Sioux City man is accused of using counterfeit bills to make purchases at various times and places since last August. The man, identified as Fernando Gabriel Morales, would use the counterfeit bills himself or give the bills to others. He'd run away when confronted about the fakes. Morales was arrested Thursday. Court records say he's charged with eight counts of forgery and several other crimes. His preliminary hearing is set for February 29th. The Iowa Court of Appeals will hear an appeal filed by the former operator of the Argosy Riverboat Casino in Sioux City this week. The case challenging decisions the Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission made will be heard on Tuesday. Bell of Sioux City, which is a subsidiary of the Penn National Gaming Company, argues that regulators were wrong to grant a license for what has become the land-based Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Sioux City. Previous rulings in the case have supported the regulators. Brian Orilko with the State Commission said regulators believe they acted in accordance with state law in their casino decisions. Mark Monson with a local nonprofit that has worked with both casino operators says he hopes the case is resolved soon. The Sioux City mayor and city council members are getting raises of 50% or more, but city officials say the increase comes after 16 years of stagnant salaries. Under the plan, the mayor's annual salary will increase from $10,000 to $15,000. City council pay will jump from $8,500 to $13,000. The council voted 4-0 to approve the pay hikes during a Thursday night budget meeting. Councilman Keith Radig was absent. Mayoral and council salaries were last increased in Sioux City in 2000. The mayoral pay also lags behind almost every other large city in Iowa. The mayor in Council Bluffs, for example, is paid more than $96,500 a year, while the Waterloo mayor makes nearly $82,000. Des Moines mayor collects an annual salary of $52,000. Here's a reminder that the first ever Midwest Farm to School Conference is planned for next week, drawing hundreds of participants from Iowa, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas. Sarah Smith at the Center for Rural Affairs said the goal is twofold: to improve economic opportunities for farmers and to improve the health of students by bringing locally grown food into school cafeterias.
We will have farmers joining us, ranchers, we'll have some food hubs that work on distribution, food service directors that are getting food out to the kids, teachers invested in curriculum, ag educators, administrators, students, parents. Really, it's open to everybody, and there's something for everybody at this conference.
The one-day event in Nebraska City, Nebraska, will bring together those interested in building farm-to-school initiatives across the region.
With four states involved, there's a great opportunity to learn from all of the states and what they offer. So we'd like to see some good connections made between schools and food producers, as well as building up opportunities to grow the educational component of food and agriculture in the classroom.
The conference will highlight ways to boost students' knowledge about local and healthy foods, increase the amount of local foods served to students in schools, and build knowledge for hands-on farm-to-school practices like school gardens.
There's so many health components to this that when you get kids involved with knowing where their food comes from, knowing what they're eating, opening up their taste buds for real foods, and then the market opportunity for growers of fruits, vegetables, dairy, meat, all of the different aspects of what the kids are eating at school, it's a win-win for everybody.
The conference will be held March 2nd at the Lead Lodge and Conference Center in Nebraska City. The event is being hosted by the Lyons, Nebraska-based Center for Rural Affairs, Iowa Department of Agriculture, and University of Missouri Extension. A March 18th deadline looms for candidates to submit paperwork to be candidates for seats in the Iowa House and Iowa Senate. Legislative leaders were busy raising money in 2015 to help finance those campaigns. This is the sixth year Democrats have held a majority of seats in the Iowa Senate. And Iowa Republican leader Bill Dix of Shell Rock raised more than $500,000 last year for his 2016 campaign.
Last cycle, we had a number of seats that were in districts that favor Democrat registration, Democrat voting history. This cycle, we have seats that about a half a dozen actually seats that give us the opportunity to go on offense. Seats that have a history of voting Republican and have a Republican registration advantage. So clearly, you know, the stars may be lining up.
Senate Democratic Leader Mike Gronstall of Council Bluffs raised about $218,000 last year to help fellow Democrats run for seats in the Senate.
Listen, we have recruited great candidates. That is 90% of every election cycle is having great candidates. We have all but one of our incumbents running for re-election. That incumbent is in a safe seat, and whoever wins the primary there will very likely end up being the state senator from that district.
In the Iowa House, House Speaker Linda Upmeyer of Clear Lake raised about $435,000 last year to help Republican candidates. House Democratic Leader Mark Smith of Marshalltown raised far less, about $119,000. The Republican Party of Iowa says the GOP fundraising totals are records. Legislators are not allowed to raise money during the legislative session, so fundraising stopped on the morning of January 1st, when the Iowa General Assembly convened, or rather 11th, rather, when the Iowa General Assembly convened, and will resume when the legislature adjourns. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent and Dish Network satellite system dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.